Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August 7th of 2023. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is so great to be with you, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be accessing the program. I am very grateful that you are tuned in tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing it. Whether you tune into the program, you know, via the Blog Talk Radio website, using a, you know, either your phone or you're using, you know, the tablet, or maybe you're using the laptop, or maybe you are from the dinosaur age and you are using a desktop. maybe desktops aren't so dinosaurish after all. I used to use one myself back in the day. But nonetheless, it's great to be with you. It really is. And so I was just thinking, I went to Cedar Point this weekend, and I'll get to that in a second. But first, I want to address something that's on my heart. So my cousin, who I went to Cedar Point with, is going to school in Ohio, you know, to study like car mechanic stuff. He informed me the other night when we were at Cedar Point that his roommate told him that he liked my show. But I will say, you know, he said that this roommate said that he would use this as his church from now on. Here's what I have to say about that. This program, you know, tuning into the Miracle Man program should not be a replacement for church. This doesn't mean you should just suddenly quit going to church because you listen to my program. No. Don't do it. You shouldn't be doing that. This is meant to be a supplement, not the replacement for going to the house of God and being in touch with believers and being able to rub shoulders with them and having that fellowship and having all that, you know, that those important pieces. And, but, you know, looking to get some word in you, you know, throughout the week, you know, then by all means, turn this thing on. But this should be a supplement, not the replacement for going to church. It should not be a replacement for it. So, that being said, I did go to Cedar Point this weekend on Saturday particularly. Specifically on Saturday I went. And my favorite rides, I could not pin it down to a certain one and say, this one is my favorite, period. Instead, it is tied between four, with kind of different reasons for each. First of all, Valravn, I like how you're stuck up in the air for a second on Valravn, partway after you go up, then you're stuck up there for a second, then you go down, then you do another lift hill and stuff, and it kind of makes it feel like you're at a rock concert, I've been told. So that's what it is about Valravn. The other three rides that were tied with that are specifically Millennium Force, along with the Maverick, and also the Steel Vengeance. I love the amount of like rises and falls with the the Steel Vengeance, and it has a little jumpiness to it. The Millennium part I love about that is its extreme rate of speed, 93 miles an hour. Lots of wind, lots of airtime. Very steep, steep rise and falls. I will say the different roller coasters that I love, you know, had different qualities. Each one had different qualities to them. There were other great honorable mention ones. I would say my two honorable mentions that were very close to being tied would be Raptor and Rauguru. Corkscrew, I went on it and it was good, but could not compare to the other roller coasters that I went and rode on. Gatekeeper, though it might have not had a crazy long line in it, I often skip it because I think it's overhyped. I think it's overhyped, to be honest with you. It's all right. I have to say it's kind of all right, literally, all right. I know, you know, like when you exit or enter Cedar Point, you're right next to the gatekeeper, and it was like almost built into the entrance almost to make me a statement that you are in the roller coaster capital of the world. But I wish it could have been a bigger roller coaster that was put right there to be a bigger, bolder statement. A roller coaster where like everybody on it is screaming. Bit more of a lion as opposed to a, you know, kind of a, trying to think like, not a kitten, but like a one that's kind of in the middle. Like, so, but then there's, you know, there's Gemini did not ride, kind of ran out of time, but Gemini is a great, I love that one for, because it's almost like a race. It's like you're racing between the your train and the other train. Red versus blue. Sometimes you win. Sometimes you don't win. Blue streak, very bumpy. I just, for whatever reason, never really do that one. Cedar Creek Mine Ride. Me and my cousin have decided to call that Weak Sauce from here on out. That's a funny name, isn't it? Weak Sauce? Like for a roller coaster that doesn't live up to any hype and it's so weak and it goes like 20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't go that fast. Yeah, I can see where they can try to hype it up. I'd be like, hey, don't hype it up. Just say, you know, it's a quiet, it's a, you know, very mild coaster. Don't try to hype it up like it's the biggest thing when it's not. It's tiny. Some of you might wonder, well, Miracle Man, what about your Magnum? About Magnum XL 200, there was an incident on it a week ago today that involved a certain lift motor malfunctioning while the ride was in progress. So that caused the ride to be stopped, like most all the way up. So everyone had to take the steps down. So they did not get to enjoy, you know, the big ride down that you normally get to. And Magnum is starting to get a bit bumpy, but I still enjoy it. I still love it. It is as old as, I mean, it has been around for as many years as I have, but only for a couple months longer. So I like to say the Magnum is kind of an ode to me. You know, it's been around. As long as I have, it's not older or anything, but it's not younger either. But it's a fun ride. I greatly enjoy it. And unfortunately, I didn't get the chance to ride the Magnum. But hey, you know, next time I get there, I'll get to. Oh, in 2024, we have Top Dragster coming back, but in a new form. This time, it will be called Top Thrill 2. It will not be called Top Thrill Dragster 2 either. And I was, you know, at a certain stand to get a drink Saturday night, you know, to get a soda into a Cedar Point bottle, souvenir bottle. And so I'm getting a soda and I ask this lady, "So ma'am, what's your favorite ride to go on here?" She basically said, "Yeah, I love Steel Vengeance, Maverick, you know, and a couple others." And I asked her, "What do you think of, how do you feel about Top Thrill Dragster? Specifically Top Thrill 2 coming back?" She said, "I'm really looking forward to it." And she's like, you know, from another country, but I didn't ask her where she was from, but I thought it was, you know, she had to say so. I feel like a lot of the workers enjoy these rides. I'm sure some don't. It's like anything else. But personally, I enjoy them. Can't wait to go back whenever that is. But, another trip to Cedar Point in the books, as they say. And 9 rides in 9 hours. So, not too shabby, I guess, considering the fact that it was super, super packed. But, you know, it was awesome. And I love that Cedar Point. And see you next time, as they say. Also, I went to the Saginaw County Fair a few days ago, Thursday specifically, with Big Rock Amusements. They did add a ride to their arsenal called the Hurricane, which goes way up in the air and spins you around rather fast. You may say, you know, when you talk about hurricanes, you know, with hurricanes, there's, you know, there's category 1 up to category 5. In terms of thrill rides excluding roller coasters like from Cedar Point and that, you may say, what category would you think of this one as? I would say a Cat 4. I would say a Cat 4. Either Cat 3 or Cat 4, right on the cusp of either. But, you know, I would say the Beast, though, that they have. It's like the Freak Out, but, yeah, it's a pendulum one, but it's, you know, a bit faster than Freak Out. That's the landscape of many county fairs. I would say that one, that specifically the one that's called the Beast, I would say that one is a Cat 5 fair ride. I would say Hurricane was a Cat 4. Ring of Fire, yep, Cat 4. Himalaya, Cat 4. Now, these Cat 1s and Cat 2s, in my mind, those are kiddie rides. Your Category 1 and Category 2 ones. But I only came up with the category thing because people would say, you know, when they hear about a ride called Hurricane, they might wonder, well, what category is it? We have a ride that comes to our fair called the Tornado, but let me tell you, unless you're spinning it, it is an F-Zero. It is an F-Zero. You know what ride I'm talking about, Jamie, the one that's called the Tornado that's often at our fair?
No, which one?
There's a ride there called the Tornado, but it is very weak. Unless you spin it, it is very weak.
I don't even know which one it is, Russ.
Well, maybe it'll be there next week.
Yeah.
By the way, next week, folks, is the Midland County Fair where I live. This one, Midway Entertainment, provided by North American Midway Entertainment. Generally, it has been from, the unit that comes to our fair had previously been known as Mid-America Shows back in the day until it merged, you know, and became part of North American Midway Entertainment. But it had previously been known as Mid-America Shows. And so that's who's been doing our fair. I wish we could get some of the bigger one rides that they have, like, because they have one called the Speed, you know, which is supposed to be a greatly enhanced one. But here's the problem. They're at state fairs. They're at state fairs, including when they would come to Michigan, specifically the Indiana State Fair. And here's the thing. The Indiana State Fair is held in Indianapolis. North American Midway is from Indiana. So, guess what? They got rides at Indiana State Fair. I believe they got rides at Kentucky State Fair. That might be at the same time. Doggone it. So, is all I have for amusement stuff for today. I figure I'm not going to talk about like rides and that again until next week when our fair is actually on. I mean, by on, I mean like when the rides are going and stuff. But then I'll give you a bit of what I think they should do in order for us to get some bigger rides going so we can be a little more like the Saginaw County Fair. Saginaw County Fair, we found out that even if the person if you go with someone and they're not going to ride the rides, they still have to pay to get into the fair because the grandstand is free. I mean, it includes the grandstand and all that stuff. But you know, some people say, you know, it's weird and that, but guess what? It is what it is. Now at Midland Fair, the fee to get in is that you pay to park. And then if you want to go on the roller coasters, if you want to go on the rides, you have to pay to do the rides. But, you know, if you're not driving in, then Midland County Fair is a free fair in the sense of you don't pay an admission fee just to get into the fairgrounds. And that's my Carnival Midway Fair, you know, report for this past week. And I will say, and the last thing I will say about this is, you know, since COVID, this is like the first time that I went almost 12 months with no carnival ride at all to speak of. But if you know me, one of my things is I love going on big rides, both at the amusement park level as well as the carnival level. I guess there's a carnival museum type thing in Gypsumton, Florida. People call it Gyptown, and that is to the southeast of Tampa. And I enjoy going to Tampa in the winter, but I haven't been to the Gyp Town thing yet. Hopefully it's open if I go there next winter. I would love to see it. B and I greatly enjoy the carnivals. I wish there could be a National Roller Coaster Museum, too. I wonder where that is. I really do. But, you know. Like I said, I was gone. But I want to give you the two announcements that I generally always try to make sure that I give my listeners. Number one, the first thing I want to remind you about is about my book, Rivers of Miracles, about that. I did not write the book. My mom did, but nonetheless, you know, I talk about it on my show and so, you know, try to promote it and, you know, pray for people to buy it. And so it's our book called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's a story of how great God has been, how God has always been on our side. I always try to, you know, I mention this a lot. And you know, folks, I hope you're not going to get bored with this. But I'm going to say it again. You know, the victory is always greater than the battle. The victory is always greater than the battle. No matter how rough, how terrible that battle might seem that you might be going through. It might be something in your marriage. It might be something in your finances. It might be something with your health. It might be something with your mind. Might feel like in your brain, maybe you just feel like you're just going to go insane. But you know what? Give that stuff to God. Give that stuff to God. Let God help you fight your battles. Let God help you fight your battles. God is on your side. He's on our side. He's fighting for us. He's pushing back the darkness. And he's lighting up the kingdom. His kingdom. He's lighting it up. Brighter than any Hollywood you'll ever see. Amen. But, you know, I've went through my life, and, you know, we've just trusted in God and kept believing it. I continue to believe. I believe I'm going to see the cow that eats the grass and drinks the white milk. We have a great lady in my church that she always confesses that over me every time she prays over me. And I'm going to see the black cow that eats the green grass and makes the white milk. And I think it's so wonderful how she has come up with that. She believes I'm going to see. She did say that she believes that I will start to see shadows first. You know, I believe that. I receive that in the name of Jesus. I claim that my eyes see. Eyes see. That's what I'm finding myself saying over myself, over my eyes. And so, just a little bit of where I'm at. But, you know, we just keep on keeping on. And so you can go online to the website Rivers of Miracles to find out information about our book, Rivers of Miracles, which is the story of my life and how great God has been. God has been so great. He's always been there for us. And he's always been looking out for us. He loves us. He loves me. He loves you too. And he's been looking out for me and just You know, he's healed me of many things, and I know he's not done with me. And I like to say, if I'm not dead, God is not done. I don't know why I would still be here if he was done with me. I don't know. But that's why, if I am not dead, God is not done. I'm convinced of that, and you can't try to convince me any other way. Can't. I believe. I know who I am believing in. Amen. So, you can go onto the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing into your life. I want it to be a blessing into your life. I really do. So go online to Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it may be a blessing to you. Amen. And go ahead and while you're on there, and why not buy multiple copies? You know, read one yourself and give the rest away. Tell people how they can be a part of it. You know, tell people. You know, they can read this book. You know, if they want to see, you know, what God's done, read the book. And so the other thing I want to remind you all about is about the PayPal. By the way, I want to thank Natalia and Laura for their continued support and generosity to this program to keep us going, reaching the lost, seeing the lost be saved. And I'm believing God to, you know, see souls get saved and turn to God. I am truly believing God for that. And you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. When you get onto paypal.com, in the search bar, you'll want to type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind, if you would please, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please make a note of that if you would. And this is just so that the money can go where we want it to go. Amen. And I'm believing God for more and more people to sow seed into the program. Also, I want God to bless you. And so there's a verse I want to sow into your life tonight where it says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. And I firmly believe that. And God bless you as you give. I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for this evening. And see what the Lord has. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty. Oh, Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Lord, I want more of you. Living water rain down on me. Lord, I need more of you. Living breath of life, come fill me up. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Oh, we lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our whole voices higher, higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hands up. We want to touch you. We lift our voices higher, higher and higher to you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. We are hungry. We are hungry. We are hungry for more of you. We are thirsty, oh Jesus. We are thirsty for more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Oh, hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Oh, how my soul longs for you. longs to worship you forever. For you are my soul and shield. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, far beyond your wings. Love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. My soul sings in your presence, far beyond your wings. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. How my soul longs for you, to worship you forever. For you are my song and shield. Yes, how my soul longs for you, longs to look towards the heavens. For you are my song and shield. Oh. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Yes, holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Oh, faithfulness. Faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you are for me. Yes, take my life. Take my life. Transform it. Take my hand. Conform it. Take my will. Deform it. To thus, to thus, oh Lord. Oh, holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Oh, some righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want for me. Take my life, transform it. Take my mind, conform it. Take my will, inform it to the Lord. Take my life, transform it. Take my mind, conform it. Take my hand, will conform it to the, oh Lord. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Thankfulness, thankfulness, thankfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Yes. Thankfulness, thankfulness is what you want for me. Take my life. Take my life. Transform it. Take my mind, conform it. Take my will, inform it to those, oh Lord. I wanna walk the way you walk. I wanna talk the way you talk. 'Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I want to walk the way you walk. I want to talk the way you talk. 'Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I want to preach, pray, and prophesy. I want to preach, pray, and prophesy. 'Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I'm gonna preach, pray, and prophesy. I'm gonna preach, pray, and prophesy. 'Cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. Mm-hmm. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are holiness. You are righteousness. You are thankfulness. Your faithfulness. Thank you for everything that you want for us. Thank you for what you are for us. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is upon us. It's great to serve you, Jesus. I know as for myself, I want to serve you. I pray that these people are the same way. Thank you, Master, for our time, you know, to just be with you tonight, study your word. Thank you tonight that these listeners are ready to receive what it is tonight that you have for them. You know what they have need of tonight. And I know that you will do it for them because you know what they need. And I thank you, Master, for what you're doing right now for them. what you're doing through them. And I just know, Master, that you have great things for them. And I just know that you want the best for them. And thank you, Master, for doing that on their behalf. Because you know what it is that they need, even when I don't. And I just know that you're going to do that for them. And I make my confession over this program, I mean over each listener, that they are healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Every need that they have is met by you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And now I'm making my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of James chapter 4. Hallelujah, James 4. And I'm going to start reading from James 4, verse 1. I'm going to begin reading at verse 1 of James 4. And whatever I do for the next little bit, you do also. Don't just sit there and watch. Amen. Be a part. Don't just sit there and be a watcher. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to start reading at verse 1 of chapter 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and you fight. You do not have because you do not ask. In other words, this is where we get you have not because you ask not from. Because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Or in other words, to paraphrase, when I hear my pastor read this, he'll say, you have not because you have ask not. And when you ask amiss. Amiss. You ask amiss, meaning you don't ask the right way. You ask with bad morals, bad motives. Verse 4, you adulterers, people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God, enmity towards God, in other words? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think that scripture says, without reason, that the spirit that he caused to live in us invites intensely, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Verse 7, pay attention. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It didn't say he might flee from you. It didn't say he'll think about it. It didn't say, I don't know. It said he will flee from you when you submit yourselves unto God. Verse 8, come near to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter into mourning, and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge. In capitals, it says. There's only one capital lawgiver and judge. The one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city. Spend a year there. Carry on business and make money. Why do you not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Or as we say this, our life is but a vapor that is here today and tomorrow is gone. It's just a vapor. Did you know that, listeners? Your life is just a vapor. You ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and you brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it is a sinner. Oh boy, let me tell you, man could preach on all of this. But I want to talk about this submitting to God thing. Submit yourselves to God and he will flee from you. What does you say? What exactly does that mean? It means that you submit yourself unto God. Allowing all these other influences to try to, control you. It means, stop being a friend of the world. We live on the earth. We are occupying the earth, but we are just that, occupying. This earth that we live on is not our home. It is not our home. Our home is heaven. For those of us who serve Jesus, our home is heaven. It's not, it might be heaven, maybe it could be heaven, or maybe it might not be heaven. No, it's heaven. It's to be heaven. Amen. And it's not one of these things where it's like, I hope, but I don't know. No. Our future is heaven. And I am very thankful for that, that our future is heaven. And it's not one of those things that I just sit there and wonder. I know for a fact that our future is heaven. And You know, and he says, you know, stop submitting to things of the world. Submit to God. When you're a child, you know, at first you're under a compliance system. Do as I say. Do as I say. Then eventually you graduate to submission to your parents. Then eventually you should graduate to an honor system that's based on honor, where you honor them. At that point, you're not necessarily in the submissive stage. Even though, yeah, you want to submit, you know, you are good. But ultimately, we submit ourselves unto God. Resist the devil. He flees from you. And there's so much to this chapter that I could say. Like this. If you know to do good and you're not doing it, if you know what the Word of God says, if you know how it says to live, if you know what it says about doing certain things, you know, you should or shouldn't do this, like, you know, and you're not doing it, and you're living contrary to the Word of God, guess what? It says you're sinning, according to what we just read. Yep, some people can just think it's this ultra grace thing. Oh, it's under the blood. You know, all I have to do is just say I'm sorry after I do it, and it's fine. Oh, really? You know, it's, you know, eventually, you know, you'll have to pay the piper if you just continue to sin. And sin willfully, guess what? You'll pay the piper. You will face the consequences of what you've done. And it won't be pretty. It won't. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. It will take you further than you wanted to go. And it will cost you more than what you ever thought that you would pay. Yes, it will. It will cost you more, take you further, and it'll keep you longer. That's what it is. And that's why it's so crucial. We just stick with this. Stick with the Word of God. Stick with what the Word of God says. And don't let ourselves just fall astray. And sometimes there can be temptations as you go through this life. And sometimes you just got to say no to these temptations, because those temptations will try to come after you. But we don't have to say yes to these. We can say no to them. Because trust me, sometimes these temptations do come. But we can say no and follow the things of God and live the way God said in His Word, and just, you know, loving Him. Let me just check the time. But, you know, James was very wise, you know, when he wrote this. And he didn't just take it, you know, this thing from a Sunday school class, from a tablet or whatever, and just decide, okay, here's some good stuff. I'll write it. No, no, no. All scripture is inspired by God. All of it. Including the ones that even talk about what type of wood Noah used to build the ark. And maybe even what it was made of and why it was made of all that stuff. By the way, there was a place in Kentucky called the Ark Encounter. I have not been there yet. At some point, I hope to. It's near 75, south of the Cincinnati region, like between Cincinnati, Ohio, and Lexington, Kentucky. And maybe someday I will get to go there and see what it's like. But I really hope that it's truly accurate, completely and truly accurate, and totally based on the Word of God. It's honestly what I hope. It really is. But you look at James 4 again and just see. You know what did I miss? Oh, we don't just, we talked about not boasting until tomorrow. In other words, like not be this, not always have this idea of, well, 60, 70 years from now, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, and no one can stop me. You'll be like, oh, really? Just blabber mouth and blabber, 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 blabber. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the greatest. Well, what if it's not the will of God for you to do that, first of all? Second of all, life is but a vapor that is here tomorrow, here today, and tomorrow is gone. Your life is a vapor. Eventually, your life on earth will end. We live in the last of the last days. I think that we will extremely likely, very much most likely, I would be shocked if the rapture happened before I die, after my death. I would be shocked if the rapture happened after my death. Completely and utterly shocked. Because we are in the last of the last of the last days. Countries that are to be lined up are lined up right now. Yeah, they are. Instead, you know, make sure that it's the will of God for you to do that. Yeah, but it's all ministry stuff. Well, even then, is it the will of God for you to go to those places and minister? Or is it not the will of God? And sometimes you got to wonder, am I where God called me to be at this time? Am I not in the will of God? And if you're not, find out what the will of God is and do that. Yeah, do what God called you to do. And not just relying on your own brain, your own ideals, your own modus operandi. You know, and do what God said. Do what God called you to do. Be what God called you to be. Because whether we think so or not, God has called us to something. The Lord has called us to something. And I think it's important that you get that. That God called you to something. And so, If I were you, I'd be doing what God called me to do. And not just be my own ideals, my own thinking, my own wishes, my own this or that. No. But I'm talking about listeners. But also, right after verse 7 and verse 8, draw near unto God. He will draw near unto you. This is where we talk about getting close to God. We should always be wanting to get closer and closer to God. We should be. We should want to have this relationship with Him and not just be so distant away from Him. Don't just be so far away from Him to where it's like you don't have any relationship with Him at all. No, He loves you. He loves to be praised. He longs to be worshipped. He loves us. You know, I was thinking about Jesse Duplantis one time. So one time, Dr. Duplantis is speaking at Rod Posley's church down in Columbus back in the 1990s. I firmly believe it was back in the 1990s. And he is, speaking at Dr. Parsley's church. I'm listening to it, it wasn't live on the day that he preached it or anything like that. But I was hearing it, a lot of it at least. And he was saying in there, one time he was on a motorcycle, on his motorcycle. And God asks him, "Hey, Jesse, what you doing?" He goes, "Yeah, well, I'm riding on a motorcycle." And he goes, "Enjoy." Yep. God was just, enjoying in his enjoyment. Riding his motorcycle. Hopefully it was a hog. Not one of those quiet, one of those me, little quiet Yamaha or Mitsubishi. Aren't some of those Mitsubishi motorcycles really quiet, Jamie? Don't you want to
do it? Yeah, it's
got to
be a Harley,
Rick. It's got to be a Harley. I don't want to hear any more of those kitten meow motorcycles. I want that motorcycle that when it goes by, it almost sounds like the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. If I ever drove a motorcycle, that'd be the one I would have. I want that one that roars, not the one that's like hitting me out.
Loud pipes save lives.
Yes.
Hear them bike coming, and you can see it coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you connect with those quiet ones. Are go on. Loud pipes save lives. I believe it. And it's like. And it's like that roar. But nonetheless, there can be truth to that. But also, But he's hopefully it was a Harley. I really hope so. If it wasn't, I wouldn't know what to say. But nonetheless, he just on it, and God just enjoying in his enjoyment. But and that was cool that with God, he was able to do that. He was just, going there on his motorcycle, probably in his home state of Louisiana, which, You know, to so many people, Louisiana can almost sound like lasagna. I know to me it does. To me it did when I was like 8 and first heard it called Louisiana. To me it so much sounded like lasagna because that's what I was thinking about, probably was some good old lasagna with some good, you know, some nice, tasty sauce on it that was not full of chunks unless they were meat chunks. I don't want all kinds of vegetable chunks in my lasagna. I don't. If you make lasagna like that, you cray cray. You cray cray, and I don't want to see that lasagna. I don't want to see it. I want to see, you know, my kind of lasagna with all that great cheesy stuff on it. You know, and what else can be good? Some lasagna with some Alfredo sauce on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried it. It is delish.
Yeah. I just make spaghetti like that. With Alfredo sauce.
That sounds so good right now. That sounds so good right now. Like I could just.
That was good.
Yeah, yeah, to be like, hey, the show's over. Let's eat some spaghetti. One time, I was listening to this comedy show, Christian comedy show called Bananas, almost 20 years ago, and in it, this guy says something to the effect of, we had so many miracles happen the last service that this service, we just decided to skip it and go down to eat at the Cracker Barrel. And I was thinking in my mind, oh, the Cracker Barrel. No, don't be doing that. Don't just think, oh, yeah, because your miracle happened. Now you can skip the next service and just go to the Cracker Barrel. Why do I got to go back to church? And I think some rednecks actually do call Cracker Barrel Crackle Barrel. Yes, I'm sure there has to be some that do that. I can honestly see that. That's kind of why a couple times I've referred to it as Crackle Barrel, because to me that's kind of what I can hear some people calling it. And even some little kids. I think when I was little a couple times I called it the Crackle Barrel. I think I did. Back when I would be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which, by the way, that was the first Crackle Barrel I ever saw was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I believe. And then right after my last surgery down there was around the time that we started seeing them here in the state of Michigan, which I thought was unreal, honestly. But, yeah, I love me some Crackle Barrel. But nonetheless, folks, don't be doing that. This idea of just skipping just because you thought you had a miracle last service and just deciding I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to go to Cracker Barrel or whatever. Don't get me wrong. Cracker Barrel is delicious stuff. It is. And I love me some Cracker Barrel. That delicious fried chicken. Those delicious different kinds of pancakes that they got. Oh, yeah. They have specifically cheesecake stuffed pancakes.
Mm.
Yeah, they do. Cheesecake stuffed pancakes. That sounds so delicious right now.
Yes, it does.
I just wish there was a Cracker Barrel right next to my house where that Big Boy is. Big Boy has went so far downhill, it's unreal.
True that.
But my question is, why did they go so far downhill?
I don't know. They used to be pretty good.
It's almost like they don't care anymore. I don't think they're busy anymore here, are they?
I don't think so.
I don't know how
they used to be.
Here's what I think they might have went wrong. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yep.
They didn't check themselves, and now their self is wrecked.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep, it's wrecked. I think it's a matter of time before it closes. Hopefully we can get a good, a great restaurant in its place, a real diner that people love, like maybe one like a good Ohio-style diner.
Yeah.
Yes, I said Ohio live on the Miracle Man show. Why? I love the food down there. I really do. Why can't Michigan have more diners like the way Ohio does? I don't get it. And but nonetheless, you know, but anyhow, he enjoyed that motorcycle. He really did. You know, God admitted, you know, he enjoyed him riding that motorcycle. He thought it was cool. And I think God loves motorcycles. Loves motorcycles. Because motorcycles are cool. And one time at Invasion of 2022, somebody drove a motorcycle into the sanctuary at Invasion for an intro. Literally. Not the Invasion we just finished, but the one before that. Someone drove a motorcycle into that sanctuary.
Nice.
It was that Craig Lang guy. The guy who sang Might Get Loud. He did.
Loud?
The guy who sang that Might Get Loud. Yes, it was a very loud motorcycle.
That.
It was. And it was really cool that I did that. And then after that whole thing, Josh said, yeah, we thought it would be cool. Because God loves cool stuff.
Yeah.
And God loves motorcycles, and motorcycles are cool. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted you to see the side, you know, that God's not just, okay, submit to me, you know. Just, you know, after all, we really do need to submit to God. We really should, and obey him and follow his word. And that really is, you know, most important, you know, and do and obey him and follow, you know, live how he says to live and all that. But I just thought, you know, for a second, I was just kind of, you know, being kind of, you know, silly about that and be like about the, yeah, God, I think God loves motorcycles. I know he does. Otherwise, why would such a thing be made? And I know people will say, will try to tell their kids, don't get a motorcycle. Those things are dangerous. Yeah, I heard my mom say that to my brother once. I did. One time I told my mom that when I can see I'd want to drive a motorcycle. My mom was like, oh, okay. But then I heard her talk to Ray about it, and she didn't seem too happy about him driving a motor, about him having a motorcycle. She didn't seem too happy. Mom, if you're listening, God loves motorcycles. He does. Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. And he wants his children to have cool stuff. He really does. And so, hey, Mom, maybe if you're listening, maybe you're supposed to get a motorcycle.
Yeah, she's a motorcycle mama.
Yeah, but make sure it's one that multiple people can actually fit onto. Where is that Harley that's like that? Where is it?
I don't know.
It's got to exist somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to. To those people who say, oh, if it's a 3 or 4 seater, it's now a car. No, it doesn't have to be. They can make bigger motorcycles.
Well, yeah, and you can get the sidecar, too, that hooks on it that you can sit in.
Yeah, yes. I'd want that bike.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yes, and then, you know, you have to wear this certain mask or whatever to keep the bugs away. I want that motorcycle to be so loud that it scares the bugs away forever.
Uh-huh.
Because then the bugs will never come near me. Then you add to the show 91. No bug shall ever come nigh my bike and bite me. You know. Oh. But, you know. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. I pray that we get it in our hearts, that we would ultimately be submissive to God and resist the devil, that the devil would flee from us. Thank you that we are those who do your word, and not just be those who just hear it but never do it. Thank you, Lord God, for that. For every one of these listeners who tuned in tonight, thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always.